Mm-hmm. Airport, please.
Great. Which country? Where are you headed to?
I'm going to...
The culture, that's include everything. The food, the languages.
I love variety of local dialects.
They are very, very kind people.
Friendly.
Very disciplined people.
And hospitable.
I love nature. It's full of varieties. It contains Sahara, jungle, lakes, rivers, coasts.
The highway, Chalus, very beautiful. The Caspian Sea, beach.
Kish.
Mashhad is very beautiful. Holy city.
I like handcrafts, more especially pots.
Chiseling.
I love the food very much.
Like
gourmet sabzi.
Chulu kebab.
Iran, your attractive destination. In the name of God, dear listeners, welcome to the 207th weekly episode of this series, Iran, Your Attractive Destination. Today, we become familiar with the city of Varamin. Do stay with us. The city of Varamin is located at a 40-kilometer distance of the city of Tehran and on the northwestern margin of Iran's central desert. This city maintains an ancient history and is home to several historical monuments, partly displaying the rich history of Iran. Historians compare Varamin's civilization to the civilization of Burnt City in Sistan. The city of Varamin is located on a fertile plain. This city is bound to the cities of Peshwa and Pakdash from the northeast, city of Karchak from northwest, city of Shahre from the west, Qom province from the south, and Semnon province from southeast and east. It is interesting to know that the cities of Peshwa, Pakdash and Karchak were previously part of the city of Varamin but were separated from Varamin upon the development of the region in the past two decades. The city of Varamin has been the destination of many migrants throughout the course of history. People with Turk, Lor, Kurdish, Arab, Tajik, Baluch and Turkmen ethnic backgrounds are considered as locals of this city, migrating to Varamin prior to the contemporary era. The residents of Varamin, like other residents of different parts of Iran, converse in Farsi language. The city of Varamin maintains a moderate climate. Adjacency to the desert and Elbrus mountain range and presence of winds have highly contributed to the climatic conditions of this city. The climate of the city of Varamin is relatively warm and moderate in northern region and is warm in its southern part. Temperature highly varies from day to night in this city and its annual rate of water evaporation highly exceeds its annual rate of rainfall. River Jarjrud runs through this region. The majority of residents of this city are farmers. This city is known as a central production of grains and summer crops and its agricultural products are exported to the other parts of Iran. There are also a number of sugar-producing factories in this region. Carpet and rock weaving are two of the most important handicrafts of this region. The city of Varamin is located at 915 meters above the sea level and maintains a moderate and relatively warm climate. The adjacency of the city to Tehran-Mashhad Railway has granted a strategic importance to the city. Historically, Varamin was known as one of the famous villages adjacent to the city of Shahrireh upon till the 7th century AH. After Shahrireh was razed to the ground by Mongols, a group of residents of that city migrated to Varamin, which was close by. The historian Abdullah Mustavi has noted that initially Varamin was a village. Its products are cotton, grains and fruits. Varamin maintains a better climate compared to Shahrireh. In the beginning of 8th century AH, Varamin was the most developed regional city and its population was on the rise. Upon the emergence of Safavid dynasty and the enthusiasm of Safavid king, Shah Tahmasp I, for development of Tehran, this city gradually developed while Varamin partly lost of its fame, with many of its residents migrating to Tehran. The city of Varamin is home to several valuable historical monuments. Archaeologists have attached paramount importance to these historical monuments. Jame Mosque is the most important historical monument of the age-old city of Varamin, which is located in the southern district of this city. The grandeur of this city captures the attention of any newcomer. The construction of this mosque dates back to Ilkhanid era. This mosque is the largest mosque of its kind in Iran. The arts of brickwork, tiling, plasterwork and needlework, which are evident in the prayer niche of this mosque, are some of the most beautiful examples of the post-Islamic architecture in Iran. This historical monument was registered among Iran's national works of art in the year 1931 AD. Part of this mosque was constructed in the year 1322 AD, while another part of it was built in the year 1325 AD. Alaeddin Brick Tower, which is 17 meters in height, is located in the vicinity of Jame Mosque next to the central square of the city of Varamin. This brick-made tower with its cone-shaped dome is a clear example of the Iranian taste and art and precise calculations. It maintains a distinguished status among other historical towers across Iran. It was registered as a National Historical Monument in the year 1931 AD. The construction of this tower dates back to 1289 AD. This tower is made of two sections. The first section is the circular body of this tower whose height stands at 12 meters. At the rear end of this circular body, there is an inscription with Kufi writings. This inscription is made of turquoise tiles, which have partly eroded with the passage of time. The second section of this tower is a cone-shaped dome, which is 5 meters in height. The upper section of the cone-shaped dome is decorated and adorned with pretty geometrical lines. Meanwhile, Imamzade Yahya Holy Shrine, whose construction dates back to 707 AH, is another historical monument of the city of Varamin. It is decorated with beautiful plaster works and tiles, which partly manifest the architectural style of that era. Iraj Castle in northeastern Varamin is one of the largest castles of Iran, the ruins of which have remained to this date. This castle was of significant importance and was situated en route to ancient guest houses. The exact date of construction of this castle is unknown. However, its towers seem to have been built concurrent with Mongol raids. Dear listeners, thanks for joining us in today's episode. Don't forget to tune in next week with another part of this program that will be broadcast and aired by IRIB English Radio.